This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz.
Hello, you're on the air with Thelma. The way you stink up the airwaves, someone should check the expiration date on your brain.
Thank you.
Ouch. That bitch!
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Stupid dick!
Hi there, everybody. Let's see. Be a good show today. No guests. That always ensures a good show. Let's start. Let's start with a word from Beatrice Arthur.
I love her.
Advice from Beatrice Arthur.
I'm a big fan of hers.
Reject a woman and she will never let
there
it
go. There she
is. One
she
of the
comes.
Many defects of their kind.
B. Arthur.
Also weak arms.
Not B.
She incidentally, she breaks that mold because
she's got incredibly powerful arms.
Strong arms.
She's got Hulk Hogan arms.
Popeye arms. Big, huge arms. Here
yeah,
she is.
Not necessarily the bicep, but the forearms are huge.
Big and huge.
Grab life by the balls.
She always has.
Beatrice Arthur.
Yeah.
There you go.
A lovely woman.
Grab life by the balls.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Oh, dear. Oh, you know, I don't mind being associated with that at all. I really don't. I think that's the best marriage yet.
I know I need to lose weight. You know, I'm no dummy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Grab life by the balls.
He thinks that's from a Broadway musical.
No, it's not.
It's
no.
not.
It's not. She's on a reality show where she's pretending to do the job that her character on The Golden Girls did.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's
that's sad.
It's hideous. It's worth a listen today.
That is very sad.
It's never sad when B. Arthur's on TV.
Grab life by the balls.
The best part of the show is they actually grab B. Arthur by the
by her big gigantic balls. Okay, here we go. Brand new from the Belcher.
Rob, you are live on the air with Rod Burrison.
Hello there.
Hello, Rob.
It's been a while, and it's been a thrill and an education for me to listen to the show.
Thank you.
And I have a question specifically about weight loss and supplements. And then you're so right about drugs being poison. I've been on so many drugs I couldn't even count them. I don't have enough fingers, toes, and hairs to count even yet.
You know, Rob, I got to ask you a question. Isn't it absolutely preposterous that if you took every infant, man, woman, and child in America and the doctors prescribe 11 prescriptions per individual on this planet in America. That's about as disgusting as anything I've ever heard.
Of
11.
Course. These days you walk in, the doctor rushes in, asks you what's wrong, and out comes the pad and the pen, and then they're gone. You know what I'm saying? They don't even want to do a poke here, listen to your chest
reeling
anymore. Anyway. You're talking about weight loss. I've taken conjugated linoleic acid. I've taken alpha linoleic acids. I've taken the Don and Mike show in the and I have diarrhea and bloody stools like I shit all over the f***ing walls like you.
You can't
how,
talk like that.
How could I deal with
like that on this show?
Whoopee!
Get rid of him.
All righty.
There he is.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Grab life by the balls.
Right.
Right.
Your goddamn teeth.
Grab them.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
I know.
Looks like baby vomit.
That really hurt me.
Sorry, honey.
Everybody can suck it.
Why?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Why?
Don't ask.
Hey. How about Paula Goldstein, 1 week after her son was on the show? How are you, honey?
I'm not happy.
Sorry, Paula. Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
I'm not happy.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box. All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Ha, 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 ha
Well, that's just gay.
I like that one.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh, Dongo!
Everybody here?
Yes,
there we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, man. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Grab life by the balls.
Wow.
Yeah.
B.
I guess you did. Don and Mike show. Howdy, little brains. Friday. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Hi, everybody.
Your boy's tired.
Did you do the Madden thing?
No. This is not Madden-induced ass eyes, anus eyes, raccoon eyes.
No.
This is my son, King of Poon.
What, were you waiting up for him?
No, certainly not. He's a grown adult.
Certainly not.
Certainly not.
Certainly not. Why wouldst thou be anisized today?
There is the problem that he leaves last night to go on a date. He hung around with us, had dinner, watched some TV. We talked some Michael Vick.
Right.
We did play some Madden. Then about 10 o'clock, he says, okay, I'm going to split. That's all right. He's 22.
It's a normal time for the youngsters to go out.
He's going to go out on a date. And keep in mind that this is his last week before he goes back to college. So,
just out of curiosity, was he taking out the drag queen?
Not,
not the drag queen, but the one that he met at drag bingo.
He took her out during the day yesterday.
Smart move.
Lunch this day. Is a different,
he is a smart young man.
This is a different one last night.
So he's going to split at 10 o'clock.
Right, and because he's so lazy, when he chooses to be. Since he's come back, I know I've talked incessantly about every time he comes home, we have these rules now.
Right.
I want him to get up by 10 o'clock, and he has lived by these rules. I told him when he was done with his summer classes, he's got like a week and a half before he goes back.
Right.
You know, all bets are off.
Sure.
You can go back to being, you know, the lazy slob you are, except let's drop the slob part.
Right.
Just go ahead and live your backwards hours if you wish.
Right. He's a... He's always had a propensity to be a bit nocturnal.
A night owl.
He's a bit like Elvis.
Hey, man. A lot of people are like that. A lot of people are creatures of the night.
So anyway, it's nothing when he leaves at 10 o'clock, but it is something at 4:15 a.m. When the alarm goes off in the house and when the phone rings and then when the cell phone rings. And the problem is that he's come into the house and he's been quiet as a mouse and... He's opened up one of his windows, or one of the windows in his room was left open.
Right.
And anyway, when he went into his room, apparently it set off the alarm, and we could not figure out for the life of us how to turn it off. And we had the people from the alarm company on the phone with us, and they were trying to talk us down from this, and it was impossible to hear because... That's all we were hearing in the house.
So he, unlike you, does not enjoy the magic of conditioned air. He actually likes fresh air. Is that, I mean, does he do this a lot? Does he open his window a lot? Or
I think so.
Okay.
I think he's one of those cats, even the winter he opens.
And, I mean, he's a grown-up. Has he brought, it wouldn't be for the purposes of, like, smuggling in a chippy, would it?
Yeah. Oh, no. Some chick through the window? No, he would.
Doesn't need to do that. He can walk in with her.
Through the garage door.
Like everybody else that comes to you.
Like all of his chippies. So, no, it was just a crazy scene because it was, like I say, about 4:15.
So what started everything was the window opening. That's what got it all.
Yeah, and then all of the dogs were barking. And literally, I'm not making this up, both dogs were running in circles in our bedroom. Both dogs just round and around and around.
That's helpful.
And you couldn't figure out how to kill the alarm? Is that what it was?
Yeah, here's the thing. It kept flashing a number that would indicate where the problem was.
Uh-huh.
And we went there, and everything was okay.
Hmm.
And the people at the alarm company said, well, we can send somebody out right now, or we can give you the first service call of the morning. Meanwhile, this thing is just over and over and over again.
So the sensor that it's showing you, that has been tripped, is actually the wrong sensor. What had been tripped was his bedroom window.
Yes. Which
but it wasn't telling you that.
And that tripped another sensor. So anyway, once we figured it out, actually I have to give credit to Bart. He as far as I can tell, went to the keypad and just started randomly punching numbers in.
Numbers, and it shut it down?
Like, not even our – I mean, he started with the code,
right.
And then it was like, well, maybe if I push star. Maybe I push star that. Maybe star three. Uh-huh. Maybe star – and all of a sudden it was like, boop, everything back to normal.
Wow. Do you think it's because he was doing that, or did it have a time limit?
Oh, no. The people at the alarm company told us they had no idea why it was going bananas. So at this point, it was 4:45, and everybody got ready to go back to our prospective spots.
Right. You're happy.
Yeah.
You couldn't have been happier.
I'm very happy. I get back into bed. We calm the dogs down, and it's now 5:15, and Colonel Kling comes over by my side of the bed, and I get the big dog face
in
my face.
45 minutes before you get up.
Yeah. And it's like... He's got to take a crap.
Right.
So I get up. Janet is sleeping. Oscar is sleeping.
Wow.
I get up with the dog, and I go downstairs, and I'm surprised when I arrive to my kitchen, and in the living room right next to the kitchen, it might as well have been the Big Lebowski sitting there. He's sitting there in his robe.
You're the apple that fell from the tree?
That's right.
Is in the – so he's up.
He's having some Stouffer's, like, microwave thing.
Well, sure. Completely nocturnal. It's breakfast.
Or dinner.
No, or is it dinner?
Dinner, I think.
Don't know. He's parked in front of the TV.
Is he awake now?
He's got his robe on. Yes, he woke up, called me on my way into work about 2 p.m.
When the sun is warm.
That is too good. That is too good. So you go down and see the Big Lebowski, and did you take the dog out?
Yeah, I led the dog out, and the dog goes out, and he does his business. And
I picture you very Tony Soprano-like at this moment.
Absolutely. And you know, keep in mind, I'm not looking at AJ.
Your feet are not exactly coming off the floor significantly, are they? Is it more like a controlled drag?
Shuffle.
I come by and I go, hey, what's up? He goes, nothing, Pop. Winding down, watching some TV. Groovy.
You're so good.
I'm going to go out and watch our dog take a gigantic Campbell's soup size can of Campbell's soup can
right.
size crap. And then
you know
come
what?
Back
You're
in.
A good father. You're a good dad. I mean, really? Because, I mean, a lot of dads would say, hey, Mr. McZipalix, get up off your ass and go walk the dog. I'm going back to bed because you tripped the alarm. But you went out and you walked the
you
dog.
You know, the thing is, he didn't mean to. That's the...
Right. No, you love the... You're a good father.
I think he was flipped out. I mean, and I guess he feels comfortable with Janet. He felt comfortable enough that he just came bursting into our bedroom. You know, but again, what else are you going to do when the alarm's
right, so
going
he,
off?
So when right. he ran up there.
Yeah,
right.
He came up and he said, hey, the alarm's going off and I don't know how to turn it off.
Right.
And then pandemonium ensued.
Sure. Wow. And so you walk the dog, you come back. What did you get any shut eye before your... Do you get up automatically at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, my body clock is like 6 o'clock. So I got back into bed at about 5:25. I figured this is a lost cause. Yeah.
You know, I've asked you this before as far as when you're... Well, you just get up early in a standard way. I don't always get up.
I can't help it.
I get up anywhere between 7 and 7:30 usually every morning. My question to you is, when you're on a vacation or you're somewhere else, can you do what I do, which is if somebody says, hey, we've got this fishing trip and we have to be up at 5:30 or 4:30, can you get up at that time without an alarm clock?
Of course.
Is that a morning show thing that we both have?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't think a lot of people can do that. I can literally do it. I can almost do it to the minute.
I'd
it's
have
very
an
weird.
Alarm, but...
Anyway, me so tired. But the good news is that Bart slept until 2, and Jan was able to go up and catch another 3-plus hours of sleep.
That's nice.
And Daddy was up at what particular time?
5:25.
Yeah, because it was pointless.
Up for the day.
Yeah.
Out. Here's pathetic. Out at the end of my driveway. Waiting for my mail, the post guy.
Right.
The old man that
drives... The Washington Post.
The old man that drives the station wagon that throws the newspapers. I was actually standing there going like, hey, what's happening, dude?
That's pretty late. That's pretty late, really.
Good morning, where's my paper?
Usually they do it in the middle of the night.
He pulled up and he said, running a little late today because they're double bagged because it's raining.
What are you wearing when you're doing this?
I'm nude, Mike.
Nothing. Not a thing.
I'm totally nude.
I do picture you like coming down your driveway like Tony Soprano.
Do
you use that robe that we got from the Sopranos?
No. At home, I wear the same crap I wear to work. I mean, you see the shirt? I will sleep in this shirt tonight. I'll get up tomorrow and I will wear this shirt until I take a shower, at which point I'll put on another shirt that pretty much looks just like this shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll sleep in the shirt, but you'll take your shorts off, right?
What, my underpants?
No, your shorts. Are you wearing shorts today?
Yeah, I got regular shorts. Yes, I'll take
you'll take those off.
What I'll do tonight is, this is extremely sexy. Get ready, ladies.
At least music or something.
I'll go home and peel off my socks.
Uh-huh. Right.
Tease myself by looking at what's left of my athlete's foot and think maybe I'll scratch it.
Right.
But then I won't because I've given that up.
Good for you.
But there's one patch that just this one little, like, quarter of an inch spot.
You know, there you go, painting a real sexy picture of yourself, and then you had to take it in that direction, you know? You're turning on all of our listeners, and then all of a sudden you had to bring it to the athlete's foot.
But I don't scratch, Mike. I just look.
I might have it, too.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Carla told me I have it.
It can be.
Between the pinky toe and the other toe.
It can be as exciting as sex.
It's satisfying.
When it's time to scratch. Yeah.
The same feeling, the same satisfaction.
What you described is not unlike Elvis. A spot a little bigger than a nickel.
I ought to get some good stuff for this.
Dug something good.
Dig into your foot.
No, I'll go home. I'll peel off my socks, take a look at my feet, put some clean socks on, put on like some mesh shorts, and then this shirt and these underpants will be with me until such time tomorrow. Oh, I guarantee that I got to go to a wedding reception tomorrow. I'll be wearing the same shirt, probably socks.
So about 2 o'clock?
4 o'clock tomorrow. The thing's not till 6. Yeah, I'll be wearing this shirt for...
If you work your athlete's foot too much, does the bottom of your foot start to resemble Priscilla Presley's mouth? Her hideous, heinous, horribly over-plastic surgery mouth.
Looks like baby vomit.
That's what the bottom of my foot used to look like, baby vomit.
She is terrifying to look at.
Her crack or mouth.
I saw the interview with her last night. I mean, she's done a bunch of them, but I mean, I was just wondering if, when it comes to kind of a pucker down there and you dig and you hit blood.
No, see, the thing is, I really should have shown you my athlete's foot when it was really at its absolute worst.
I probably declined when you offered.
Right before I gave up scratching for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Which really ended up...
Yeah, right? Oh yeah.
It did. Because
but
I
you
was...
enjoy it. You like using utensils too, don't you? All right, I'm going to ask you this and I want you to be honest. What would be the grossest thing you've used in your house that if people that lived with you would throw up if they knew what you... Because I know you,
okay,
and
I've
I know you
it.
Grab whatever's handy.
I've already got it.
Huh?
I would be sitting... in my TV room, and I would have had dinner, and I would probably take the fork that I had just used to eat my food with and go at my foot with that. Uh-huh. I don't do that anymore.
Good for you. You don't use the fork?
Well, I don't scratch now, Mike.
At all?
No, not at all. I simply look, and like today, I rub.
Well, you know, scratching is going to make it worse.
Right, it spreads it.
That's
don't
why
scratch
it's,
it.
It's why it is nearly gone,
right. The fork. Would that, like, if you had eaten your dinner with a sauce? Would that fork occasionally have remnants of maybe food?
I would always
food
lick
stuffs.
I would always lick the fork first.
Well, it's better than after.
And after,
you know, we have a pasta. I don't even know what it's called, the utensil, but it's what you can get spaghetti out with. It's got the it's a claw thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'm sure that there's a proper name for it, but you know, we rarely eat pasta at home, and I use that. It is the finest back scratcher I've ever seen. And every time I do that, I reach into where the spatulas and the wooden spoons are, and Carla always says that's gross when I'm doing that, because I do it, sometimes inside my shirt, sometimes...
Sure.
And I put it right back in the... I put it right back in the thing.
Listen, there was a time when coming home at the end of a day, especially a hot day,
right,
sitting there and getting that first scratch,
mm-hmm,
peeling off that first... dead layer starting to grow back that first...
Would you always work it to the blood?
Not always. Not always, Mike. Depends how into it I was.
Picture you closing your eyes.
Just till it stopped feeling good, right?
That's right, Buzz. Yeah. And for instance, last night when I got home from work, what I did was...
You see his look. I like when he gives like...
Yeah.
He knows.
He understands.
He's had
You've
it.
You've had athlete's foot?
Oh, sure. A lot of years ago, but I've had it. Hey,
what
do we do? I'll use the same community shower here or what? What's going on? Why do we? Incidentally, Buzz, no disrespect, because you're a svelte, trim guy, but you're looking at us and the three of us.
Uh-huh.
Why would we ever have anything called athlete's foot?
Good question. For all three of us.
Really. I mean, really?
All of us.
Hello, I do use my treadmill almost every day.
Oh,
that
answer.
Is not athletic.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's working out.
Yes, it is. It makes my feet stink and my feet sweat.
It's not like going out and, you know, playing a sport. That's what I'm saying.
Don't
you think
of
athlete's foot as like the guys in the locker room that are coming in after a, you know, after 2 days? That's what I think.
Okay. Well, I know that I used to get it when I was a kid, of course,
but
from gym class.
I guess the treadmill could cause the same thing.
I don't know. And I've always had a theory that it's always been ringworm anyway.
you got on a Caribbean island, right?
They've just never really gotten the strain.
Don't you get ringworm from, like, people pooping on the floor?
Or is that something else? I don't know.
Robbie?
There's something when you walk over. Ringworm comes in through your feet.
Or some other kind of worm. I'll check.
According to Webster's Dictionary, athlete's foot is simply ringworm of the feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh.
There you go. Welcome to the club. It's just an uglier name for
it's
it.
It's a Mike. Horrible name
I always
for it.
Thought it was because you left your feet in
wet
socks.
So, well, you got your 19.
Mike, hold on a second. Here's the perfect example. John Madden does the ads. Uh-huh. John Madden is the least athletic person in the world, yet I bet he has a killer case of athlete's foot that probably
sure.
goes all the way up to the crack of his butt.
Seriously, between the toes.
I bet he's got ringworms that look
what
like
what the hell
dogs.
Is ringworm,
yeah, well, you get it. It's some form of a virus that you get from other people or from your pets.
God, I'm not shaking hands with anybody.
But I don't see
I'm not shaking hands with anybody anymore.
Don't see anything about stepping
You already tongue-kissed me before the show today.
Well, you're an exception. I think we've swapped so much DNA over the years that, you know, we're both immune to each other's disease.
Sometimes now I will actually go home at the end of the day when I change my clothes after work
right.
and sit at the edge of the bed and look at the clock and think, I used to really sit here for 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
and, like, just scratch my feet.
5 minutes saved.
Have you cured it with medications? Is
yes.
that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Ringworm.
Just over-the-counter stuff.
Oh, okay.
Ringworm, right. A noun pronounced ringworm. Mm-hmm. Any of several contagious diseases of the skin, hair, or nails of man and
right.
domestic animals
right.
caused by fungi and characterized by ringworm.
Exactly. This whole discussion is making me
ring-shaped,
itch.
Discolored patches on the skin that are covered with vesicles and scales.
But vesicles?
No, yeah, V-E-S-I-C-L-E-S. I'll
yeah.
look that up.
No vesicles worms. Of March.
There are no worms involved.
Vesicle.
Hi there.
No worms at all.
No.
Don
worms.
And Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, honey.
How are you?
We're doing great.
Listen, are you listening to me?
Yes, always.
Are you listening to us?
Always.
I sure always. Well, actually, I just started listening to you all last week.
Wow.
That and bitch!
I think you guys are so hot.
That yeah. bitch!
Now, she's saying something quite nice
Except.
Here.
We're going to, yeah.
She's a new listener, Mike.
You think we're hot?
Yeah, I think you're very hot. But today, I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, here. All right, get it.
That bitch!
Look up there. It's a falling shoe that's about to drop.
How have we let you down, darling?
Well, you know, now I'm visualizing your feet.
Are you hot?
Yes, I can be pretty hot.
You should wait till I start talking about my butt.
No.
Immediately, the way she phrased that means she's not.
I can fix this if I can read this definition.
Okay.
A vesicle.
A vesicle is a membranous and usually fluid-filled pouch,
mm-hmm.
such as a cyst, vacuole, or cell in a plant or animal.
What glorious goo.
A small abnormal elevation on the outer layer of skin enclosing a watery liquid.
That's yeah. that liquid that when
What's
you
a vacuole?
It,
Hold on.
I believe it's the little, the reason they call it a ringworm is that they actually form little tiny circles.
Right.
Little
right.
ringlets.
Right. Yeah.
Vacuole. Uh-huh. From the French, small vacuum. A small cavity or space in the tissues of an organism containing air or fluid.
Fluid.
Yeah. There you go, honey.
Could also be an amoeba.
Let's eat.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Let's see. Who do I resemble?
Paula Deen, I bet.
Say, pardon me?
Ruth Buzzy?
I'd say Jennifer Aniston.
Bull.
You would say that.
Hey, wait a minute.
That's
you
a
know.
Pile of vesicles yeah. right there.
It's pretty quick with that one.
Yeah.
People sure. say you look like Jennifer Aniston?
Yes. Yeah, my boss tells me that all the time.
Well, he's a liar.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. We never do this. We at least you all think she's lying.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I don't think she's smoking hot.
Do you have big, beautiful breasts?
Medium.
Oh, medium.
Okay.
That means small.
That means perfect.
That means like Macaulay Culkin taking off his shirt.
Gee, here's the bar. Since Don was bringing it up, hey baby, do you work out?
Hey baby, yes, I work out all the time.
Right.
So you're trim and svelte.
You got the nice tight butt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really.
No athlete's foot. I try to work on that as much as I can.
Yeah.
Really? How about you?
Don works on the treadmill every day.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I do.
And how about my buddy Buzz?
Buzz?
I haven't been working out lately. But
no?
I did work out with weights.
Because, you know, Buzz, I think you're my favorite.
Okay. Oh, now see, that's all right.
That's not good. There it is.
Isn't that how it always goes, Mike?
There it is.
The story of our lives, isn't it?
Forever and a day. Always that's how long we've been taking those calls.
It's sad she didn't ask me my workout. I've been punching the bag.
That bitch!
She was very nice. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Mike and Don, or yeah. Don and Mike, yeah. Whatever.
Either way, what's up?
Hey, man, you know, if it makes you feel any better, I have some big, beautiful breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
You have mitts?
I'm smoking hot, too.
All right, buddy.
Good. Thank you for sharing.
And that's about it, man. I was going to mess around with y'all. Y'all talking about scratching yourself with knives and all that, so.
You have any athlete's foot?
I used to before I was 300 pounds, yeah.
You're 300 pounds now?
No, I'm about 299.
What is the, this almost sounds like a DJ thing. What's the weirdest thing you've ever scratched your athlete's foot with, huh? You know what? Save that, and we'll take those calls when we come back from break.
There it is.
That's our topic today.
Yes. What have you scratched yourself with?
Screw that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.